We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, the Skaven Lahariges HaBehema. Someone tried to kill a behema, which of course he's not Chayav Misa for killing a behema. So he tried to kill a behema, but Harges Adam, and by mistake, instead of killing the behema, he killed Adam. Or he's trying to kill Oyev D'Chavim, but Harges Shol. He's trying to kill a guy, and he killed the Yid. All in a Falim, he was trying to kill a Nefel, that's someone, it's a baby who can't live 30 days. But Harges Ben Kayama, and he killed a Ben Kayama, someone who could live. The loch is Yipater. Yipater, why Yipater? So Rashi says, the reason Yipater is because Asra Safik. Because you warned him, he said, you know, the other person on the side there is Yisrael. And he's not a treifa. You chayav mis for him. He says, yeah, I know. But then you don't know if he's going to throw at him because he's trying to throw at the guy. So therefore, it's Asra Safik, and that's why not chayav misa. The Rashash already asks, that why do you have to come on to that reason? He's saying the reason why you're not chayav misa, he says, is because it's asra safik. You could have said a different reason in Rishash Tainis. You could have said yeshloim isahali apashi yeshloim matam to binin shiskavim lezesh chayav lav misa. Here you're trying to kill someone that's pata. Maybe that's why you're pata. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi is also asra safik. Niskavim la koisay al mosnov. You're trying to kill, trying to throw something at his waist. But lohi abagdei lahamis. It's not so dangerous as waist. It wouldn't kill him. Let me say, they can't kill him as a mustav. But I went and I said, hit him in his heart, and that killed him. That was able to kill him on his heart. But mace, he died. Potter, you potter. The same type of idea. Rash learns out Shra Sofik because he was planning on throwing in a place where he's potter. Neskaven la koisa ali boy. Huh? They saw what he's trying to do. Yeah. Maybe he said it. He's trying to throw something in his heart, and he had enough to kill his heart. This stone could not kill him on his waist, but he died anyway. So something was wrong with him, and he died. Then you potter also. So like Rashi explains, to be chai, you need two things. First of all, you have to have me miskavim for makas misa. And also, you have to hit him a makas misa. So here, you miskaven to kill him, actually. You try to kill him on his heart. But the thing you did to him was not enough to kill him. He died by himself. It's not your fault. So therefore, you're not chayiv. So you have to have two things. First of all, that you miskaven to kill him. And you also have to hit him in a way that he's supposed to get killed. But if he got killed, surprisingly, that he will not be chayiv. Miskaven l'hakas ha-gadol. B'loy ha-begdil ha-hamas. Similar cases, he was trying to kill a gadol. Someone who's a big person, as a gadol, and that this stone couldn't kill a gadol, and it went, Lamaisa hit a katan, as a katan, and it was enough to kill a katan, umais, then you potter. Again, the reason is because your thing you were trying to do was not possible to kill the gadol. It's like trying to throw at his mustam on his waist and hit his heart that you potter, because here, it's like a sra suffix. And I was trying to throw at the gadol, not the katan, and throwing at the gadol would not have killed him. So there was a ma'aseh p'tur. Niskaven l'hakas ha-katan v'yabagdil ha-mas ha-katan v'halkalal ha-gadol and v'loy ho-yabagdil ha-mas ha-gadol. You're trying to throw at a katan, it would have killed the katan. But l'ma'aseh hit the gadol, and shouldn't have killed the gadol, but the gadol died anyway. L'ma'aseh is p'tur. Again, we need two things. You need, first of all, miskaven to kill this person, and a person that's a barach yuva, al-akabonim. I'm trying to kill a barach yuva. Something that I'm chayiv for, and also has to be something that could kill. Avol neskaven l'hakas al mosnov. Now to give examples where you're chayiv. It says, Avol neskaven l'hakas al mosnov. You tried to throw it at his waist, and it was enough to kill him al mosnov. V'holchol al libo, and it went into his heart, and he's chayiv. Because there, you're trying to kill him, and it was enough to kill, therefore you're chayiv. Neskaven l'hakas al godo, v'holchol al libo, it's enough to kill the godo, v'holchol al kato, went to the kato, and died. Chayiv, chayiv. So, but the chiddush of the last case is that even on miskaven lezeh and it went to zeh, you're still chayiv because both people you would have been chayiv for, therefore you're chayiv. Rav Shimon Omer, I feel miskaven laharik azeh, v'harik azeh, potter. Now, Rav Shimon could have just said on this last case, potter. We don't say that. He has a lot of words here. Rav Shimon Omer, I feel miskaven laharik azeh, v'harik azeh. You tried to kill Reuven and you killed Shimon, and they both were kedei lahamis, you're potter. Rav Shimon holds you potter. We'll see the Gemara, it's a drasha. So, talk to Gemara, what's Rav Shimon going on? Rav Shimon, I hate. What is Rav Shimon going on? Ilay ma'a seifa. So Rav Shimon poitam by leiv. He's going on the seifa where I'm trying to kill the gadol and I kill the katan. So there, that's a case where you've been chayiv on either one. So to say, Rav Shimon ayin poitam is the case because I'm skam l'hakazeh v'haragazeh l'chayra is part according to Rav Shimon. So why does he give a whole speech? I feel when I'm skam l'haragazeh v'haragazeh. Just say, part. Ela, areisha. It must be going on the resha. Neskaven laharoig es abahema, vaharoig es adam. Someone tried to kill a behema, then instead it went to the adam. Loiv chavim vaharoig yisrael. Tried to kill a guy and went to the yisrael. Lunafal vaharoig es mekiyama. Potter. It's potter. The diik is how neskaven laharoig zeh vaharoig zeh. But let's say it would be two yisraelim, and you try to kill this one and kill that one, you'd be chayv. So Shimon on that says, a feeling is Kamal Haragazev, Haragazev, is Potter. That's, you have to speak it out because it's just a deal. It's not my first case in the ratio. So in the case where you tried to kill a guy and went to Yisrael, you're Potter, and smash Mavi tried to kill Yisrael, you kill him by Yisrael, you're Chayev. Shimon says, even if Kamal Haragazev, Haragazev, is Potter. I can ask me, so why didn't Shimon just say, put it on the Sefer? Okay, I have. Now, it's going back on the ratio. Just say it on the Sefer. We'll get his halacha. Why do you have to say it on the ratio? Say it on the Sefer. So Rashi asks this kasha. Rashi says, "V'hai de shavik Rav Shimon l'seifa behedya umahada diyuka the reisha." Why didn't he just say poter on the seifa, which is mufurish? He went to a diyuk on the reisha. He says, "Loitema." If just said poter, you would think Rav Shimon poter akulu. A filu miskaven al most of halchal libay. There are certain cases Rav Shimon would agree. If it's one person, I try to throw at his waist, and it could kill him on his waist, and it hit him in his heart. Yechayiv, dear Yechayiv, even for Rav Shimon. So didn't want to say just Rav Shimon Poiter, could you think it's going on that case as well? Therefore, Rav Shimon goes back on the ratio, and it's very clear. Rav Shimon just says that if you miskam l'haragzev, haragzev is Poiter, but the same person in a different spot, about the Yechayiv. Zalta Gemara Pshita, Koyi Ruven v'Shimon, Ruven and Shimon both stand again, v'Omar, Anol Ruven kamachavno, l'Shimon loy kamachavno, hainu pluktail. You have Ruven and Shimon standing in front of you. I'm saying I'm trying to throw it at Ruven. And it hits Shimon. That is machlekes of Shimon the Rabbanon. What about the next case? Omar lechad minay umay. There's Reuven and Shimon standing in front of you, and he says, "I'm trying to hit one of them. Either one, it's fine with me." So maybe fear of Shimon yichayev because it's kol mechaven. Or on the other hand, since you don't know who is going, because maybe it's to go on the other one, and so you don't know who it is, so it's not mechaven. Which says chad minay. We don't know which one it is. Inami, another similar question in Rav Shimon Shita. Inami, because Shava Ruven, he sees the guy's turned, his back is turned to him. And he says, "You know, I think that's Ruven. I don't like Ruven." And he throws it at him. And it turns out it's Shimon. Inami, because Shava Ruven, and him's Shimon. Again, here, it's better case because I'm scavenging for that target. But in my sense, it's not Ruven, it's Shimon. So what's the law of those cases? Does Rav Shimon say, Yechayev or not? That means Rav Shimon's doing a case where it got the wrong person. I tried to throw at Ruven, and went to Shimon. Here, I got the right target. And the shail is, it's a different name. Or the kids of Chavinayu. They also stickle the right target. I said either one. So stickle the right target. But it's not, but I'm not saying before which one I want. So Toshima, the time went to the bright star, Shimon Aimer, Ach Yemel Ploinia Nimaskavin. It has to be Mamish exact. It has to be Taka Ruvain, and it has to be a Mamish Miskavin for that person, and if not, you're not Chayiv. What's Pshar's the thing? The more as I say, it's Xeris Akosov. My time with Rabbi Shimon, Omakra, the Pasuk says, it says in the pasuk, "V'chiyeh ish soynei l'ra'eu va'orav loy v'komalav v'kol nefesh v'meis noslachas v'mael." It says you give him misa. So it says va'orav loy. Now these words are extra. What's va'orav loy? It already said "V'chiyeh ish soynei l'ra'eu shev v'komalav," and he killed him. What's va'orav loy? Va'orav loy is an extra word and teaches us achiyeskaven va'orav loy v'komalav achiyeskaven loy. Until you miskaven to this person mamish, and that's what Shimon Shiti. You have miskaven to this person mamish. Rabbanon, what Rabbanon who argue Rav Shimon, what do you do with this pasuk, the extra pasuk? Rabbanon, I'm Rabbi Yanai, Prat Lezorik Evan Legav. This is coming to exclude a case where there's a group of people, and according to Rashi, a case like this, I throw it up in the air, and it lands into the group. So here, Rabbanon say Yepata. Now, Shah is why Yepata? If it's all 10 Jews, and I throw it into the group, so it's like it's Gamma Zev Harak Zev Yechai. So what exactly is the case? So Mar says, Hey Chidam, Ilay Medikatisha Kusim, Echad Yisrael v'neim. If it's nine goyim, one Yisrael, so then it's then you don't need a pasuk. It's partially a pasuk. Tevuk adru v'kusim minu. They're roiv kusim, and you could assume that it was going to hit a kusi, and therefore it's like meskaven lahakis a kusi v'hakis Yisrael. That yipata. Even Rabban agree yipata there. Inami, if it's palga, the same thing. Sabr v'asal hakel. Same thing. If it's half. You also could say that's called being meskaven for a goy because it's half. So loy tzricha, you need this pasuk for such a case. Dika tishi Yisrael is nine Yisrael v'kusi echa v'neim. Now really, then you say that's called mechamel Yisrael. But mechadish the pasuk that you're not chayiv. Why not? Tavle kusi kavua. V'chol kavua kemechza mechzami. This is the mekar, Rashi says, fira abonon. This is the mekar for kavua kemechza mechza dami. And what's the pshat? The guy here is kavua. He didn't leave the roiv. Something leaves the ten. So we say call the paros ruah paros. We say he probably came from the roiv. When something is kavua, it's exer, it's a kosher, but there's some kind of svara to it. Something's kavua, so there is a guy there. So that makes a k'ilu, it's a 50-50 chance to hit the guy. It's called kavu kamech samech zami. And then you say, your partik was suffering from fashal hakel. And that's what this pasuk is teaching us, the Arab law is teaching us, that even if you have roi v'yisraelim, you're still partik. Why? Because you say, kol kavua kamech samech zami. And it's taka, a little bit of an arrow that had the fear of Be'echiske, had the fear of the old man, fear of Shimon, how do you know? Tosfos already asked, fear of Shimon, how do you know they didn't call kavua kamech samech zami? Because Rashi is saying, and Tosfos says it also, this is the makar for kol kavua kamech samech zami. Tosfos speaks out, different masks of kol kavua, but Tamer of Shimon, let's say Achdrasha, Manoli, how does he know that? So, that's a big shaila, how does he know? Tosfos says, as has Mahalach, how you would know, it's not for now, but I and Tosfos, there that speaks fear of Shimon, how you know kol kavua kamech samech zami. But that's what comes out. The Va'ar of Law, according to Rav Shimon, teaching us the Abt Mechavim to that guy Mamish. According to Rabban, teaching us, you throw a stone into a group that you are a part of. So Gemara says like this: Vishlom Rabban to Amir Skavon LaHaragazeh VaHaragazeh Chayiv. So then we understand the following parasha. Now the parasha is in Parashat Mishpatim, where it says V'chiyinatzu Anoshim V'nogfu Isha Hara V'yatzu Ladeha. Two people are fighting, and they hit a pregnant lady. And she loses her babies, lo yi asayin, but she doesn't die. Onesh onesh, kashi yoshala vali ishav nasan filim. The lach is that he has to pay for the vladas. Vim asan yi, the next pasuk says, if there's a death, she dies, mesata nefesh tachas nefesh. Then our murderer gets misa. So now here we're talking about two anoshim fighting, and it sounds like the isha was a collateral damage. Still it says that if there's an asan to the isha, there's a misa, so it's a riot to Rabban the Pesukim. Mishlam the Rabban the Armis Kamal Haragazev Haragazev Chayiv. Then we understand the Chesiv says in the Pesukim Chinotzu Noshim Rok for Isha Hara. V'om Rav Elazar B'matzah Shem Misa Kosadaver. This fight between the two people, they were trying to kill each other. And the Chesiv also Yia V'nasata Neves Tachas Noves. If there's a death, which means she dies, you pay. You're going to pay with your life. There's Chayiv Misa. So we understand, even though Reuven was trying to kill Shimon and he killed the Isha, Reuven's Chayiv Misa. Eller of Shimon, Hayim Esata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Ma'avalei. If she dies, why are you getting Misa? Reuven's trying to kill Shimon, not the Isha. So Gemara answers, Mamoin. Esata Nefesh Ma'avalei means you pay Mamoin for the Isha. Rashi says, Demeya Isha Yitim L'Yerusha. You give the Demeya Isha to the Yerushim. Eller of Shimon, Hayim Esata Nefesh Ma'avalei. Mamoin, Uke the Rebbe. Down to the Brisa, Rebbe Yimeh, Esata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Mamoin. It means Mamoin. Ato Yimeh Mamoin. You say it's mamon. Oh, you know, nefesh mamish. Maybe it's mamish. You kill a person. Nemar nesina lamato. It says nesina lamato. But nemar nesina lamayla. Here it says a pasuk chav gimel nesat nefesh tach nefesh. The pasuk before says kashu yoshalav vali yishav nosam beflilim. You pay for the vlodos. So nemar nesina lamato, nemar nesina lamayla. On top of our beis, mayla halo mamoin. Just like by the vlodos, it's mamoin afkan mamoin. Here it is also money. Here it's also money. So therefore, the way Rav Leizer gets out of it is, he says, "Misata nefesh tachas nefesh mamon." It doesn't mean misa taka, but if you're a bottom, it means misa because kavla harigzev is taka chayim.